This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Have you been replaced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has someone else taken your position? Have you turned away from Allah in a way that He got someone else to turn towards Him? Well, He says that in the Quran very clearly at the end of Surah Muhammad. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you are going to turn away from the obedience of Allah, He will replace you with others. Almost instantly, He will replace you with others who will not be like you in turning away. They will not be like you in disobedience. So Allah says, when people exit, what we do is we replace them with others, and sometimes with a lot of others. So when someone comes into the fold of Islam and someone is practicing and someone begins to practice in a better way, one thing you and I need to know is that perhaps those people may be replacing others who are not, who have decided to turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a tough one, a very tough one. So if you're going to turn away from Allah, think for a moment, oh, I've just been replaced by another 20 people. I abandoned something I'm supposed to be fulfilling. I don't pray anymore. I don't dress the way I'm supposed to anymore. I've started disobeying Allah. Allah says, we brought others, they will obey us. They quit their bad habits. Say someone goes into intoxicants. After they were guided, Allah says, well, you went in. We made so many others quit as a direct result of that, because Allah says, we are not the losers. You're the loser. We lose nothing. Even if the whole world were to disobey Allah, Allah says it will never ever displace anything from His kingdom, from His ownership, from His greatness at all. Not at all. So this is something we need to consider. My brothers and sisters, I always tell myself, you know, if I'm lazy for something, or if I feel like I'm not going to read the Quran. I say, well, Allah will have others who are going to read the Quran. Other people will do that dhikr. Other people will do those things that you're being lazy about. But this is even worse. When someone was practicing and they plug out, you know, they unplug from that practicing, Allah says, well, there's so many others who will plug in at that particular moment. Subhanallah. So I've noticed people, and I'm not going to mention names, but I've noticed people who are proud about their disobedience of Allah, or their weakness, or their sin. So people quit Islam. And one thing is to quit, but they are proud about it, they make a big noise about it and so on. Well, that's expected from someone who's quit Islam in totality. But the people who know that Islam is the truth, they worship Allah alone, their maker alone, they know they will go into the hereafter, they know they have a paradise to look forward to and so on. For those, when we have a weakness, let's not make it a bad strength. What do I mean? If I have a weakness and I know it's a weakness and I'm not proud about it, I don't promote it, I'm not bragging about it, I'm not encouraging others towards it, then it's a weakness. And perhaps Allah will forgive me because that's me. You know, I still need to work on myself a little bit more. I know I want to get there, but I'm not going to be able to do it right now, or I'm trying and trying and so on. It's a weakness. But when it becomes a bad strength is when it started off as a weakness and then I became proud about it. I became so happy with it. I started promoting it. I started advertising it. I started encouraging others to do it. All I'm doing is I'm just choosing to go to war with Allah, even if it was unintentional. Don't do that, my beloved brother. Don't do that, my beloved sister. It's not worth it. Don't go to war with Allah. You will lose the battle. You will lose the battle. If not today, then tomorrow. So for those of us who have unplugged from the obedience of Allah, I invite you to plug in once again. Beautiful invitation. I ask you to reconsider, because we don't want others to replace us and we become a statistic on the day of judgment. We would be able to see, oh, you went off, so we brought 10,000 people who came in. Allahu Akbar. That's from the Quran. A direct result of your misdeed is others who came in to do the deed, because Allah wants to show us that, you know what, we need Him, He doesn't need us. He loves us enough to grant us goodness, but still He says, you know what, if you are going to turn away in defiance, we're going to replace you with someone else who's not going to be turning away in defiance. Now, if you witness, there are a lot of people, famous people, who have announced their practicing. They've announced their Islam. People have entered the fold of Islam. A lot. Famous people. And then people have announced that we're no longer going to be doing something that we used to do that we consider taboo or bad, or Islam considers unacceptable and so on. And they announce it. MashaAllah, good. They would be encouraging thousands. Alhamdulillah. And they are proud about it, because you must be proud about good results. Don't be proud about negative results. Remember this. When you're proud about good results, you're actually sowing a good seed. When you're not proud of a bad result, you haven't sown any seeds, but it's your own weakness. But when you're proud about a bad result, you've sown a bad seed. So this is why I said, my brothers and sisters, make sure you're not replaced. Those of you who have made or taken a huge step towards the obedience of Allah and practicing, and even accepted Islam and entered the fold of Islam, congratulations to you. May Allah strengthen you, give you goodness, and grant you the ability to maintain that and even progress further. And all of us, I mean, I'm weak. I'm just a human like everyone else. I also need to bother and concern myself with my own weaknesses and work on them. May Allah strengthen all of us. Shukran. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.